Hello and welcome to this podcast brought to you by DirectGov. You can access DirectGov on the web, on your mobile or on your television. On the 22nd of June 2010, Chancellor George Osborne delivered his budget speech outlining how the government plans to raise and spend money during the coming year. This podcast will give you details on what was announced in the June 2010 budget and how the changes will affect you. Tax changes. The standard rate of VAT, value-added tax, will rise to 20% from the 4th of January 2011. The current rate is 17.5%. The personal allowance for people aged under 65 will increase by £1,000 in April 2011. This means the point at which you start paying income tax will, from April 2011, rise from £6,475 to £7,475 for the 2011 to 2012 tax year. Capital gains tax will increase from 18% to 28% for higher rate taxpayers. Action will be taken on unacceptable bank bonuses, and a levy will be based on banks' balance sheets from the 1st of January 2011 to reduce profits from excessive risk-taking. Benefits and tax credits. Child benefit rates will stay the same for 3 years. Families earning more than £40,000 per year won't get child tax credit from April 2011. The child element of child tax credit will increase by £150 above indexation in April 2011 and £60 above indexation in April 2012. Housing benefit and disability living allowance will be reformed to focus on those most in need. Benefits and tax credits will be worked out using the Consumer Prices Index instead of the Retail Prices Index from April 2011. Pensions. From April 2011, there will be a triple guarantee, so the basic state pension will rise by whichever is highest of the average increase in UK wages, how much the cost of living increases that year, or 2.5%. The Public Service Pensions Commission has been set up to investigate the cost of public sector pensions and will report back in the autumn. The government will review when the state pension age will rise to 66 years and will consult on how quickly it can phase out the default retirement age from April 2011. Alcohol and tobacco. From the 30th of June 2010, cider duty rates are to be reduced. Housing and council tax. Welfare reforms will focus housing benefit more on those in need. New maximum limits on housing benefit will be from £280 a week for a one-bedroom property to £400 a week for a four-bedroom house or larger. The government will work with local authorities to freeze council tax in 2011 to 2012. The public sector and public spending. Public spending will be reduced by £30 billion a year by 2014 to 2015, in addition to existing plans. Details of cuts in spending will be announced in a spending review on the 20th of October 2010. There will be a two-year public sector pay freeze whilst protecting those public servants earning less than £21,000 a year. Support for businesses. To help promote growth, corporation tax will be cut from 28% to 24% over the course of 4 years from April 2011. The small profits rate of corporation tax will be reduced to 20% from April 2011. Enterprise Finance Guarantee, EFG, will be increased by £200 million to support £700 million of additional lending until the 31st of March 2011. The EFG supports lending to small businesses that find it difficult to get normal commercial loans. New businesses outside the Greater South East will be exempt from up to £5,000 of employer national insurance contribution payments for the first 10 employees hired. For more information on the June 2010 budget, visit DirectGov's budget section at www.direct.gov.uk/budget.